This is the Kate Daly Show.
You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. For supplements, get over to FIQ.com. Activate FIQ.com. There's all kinds, copper and bone broth and all kinds of things you can take. And there's even a copper cream, all kinds of amazing things. And I did a show with Mike Casey from Activate FIQ because he wanted to let you know what you should always take and what you shouldn't take on the regular. So make sure and catch that right on katedalyradio.com. You can scroll down and find that. I love that he answered that question because everyone has that question. What do I take all the time and what do I just take once in a while? Also, when you mention, when you put Kate as the code, you're going to get tremendous savings on those. But I just wanted you to take something that's actually going to work. So that's why I'm talking about it. I also want to play a clip for you. And this is about turbo cancer. Here you go. This is what they're finding in the youth. So we had the CDC finally have to cough up 780,000 reports on adverse reactions and deaths. Finally, because they were ordered to, 4 years later, really 2 years later from the vaccines. Here is, talking about what they're finding in odd ages in the youth and odd representations presentations of cancer. Here we go.
There are only a handful out of the 100,000 doctors, Canadian doctors, that didn't take the vaccine that are still practicing medicine. So it's something like 99.9% vaccination rate. And they were the first ones to line up for their vaccines. Well, as I started looking at the sudden deaths of Canadian doctors, I realized, yes, most of them are dying from cardiac issues, heart injuries, cardiac arrests, dying while jogging or swimming, dying in their sleep. And Dr. Peter McCullough has talked about this extensively, about the myocarditis and the damage to the heart, the scarring to the heart. And then some were dying from blood clots, pulmonary emboli, strokes. But then there was quite a large subset of doctors who were developing extremely aggressive cancers. And cancers at an age that they shouldn't be getting. So, for example, there was a doctor who developed gastric cancer in his 30s, presented at stage 4. He was dead in less than a year. Very rare brain cancers in young individuals in their 20s and 30s, medical students, medical residents. And these cancers would always present at stage 4, and they would always kill them in a matter of a few months. And it was always less than a year. And, you know, at first I didn't know, you know, what the term for this was or what the phenomenon was. I just started, you know, really paying attention to it, tracking it. I then, you know, realized that this is being called turbo cancer by people on social media. Turbo cancer is not a medical term, but it's a term that people came up with to really describe the extremely aggressive nature of these cancers in the COVID vaccinated. And these cancers behave completely differently, unlike anything I've seen before in my career. And I've diagnosed over 20,000 cancer patients in my career with cutting edge PET CT, positron emission tomography imaging, CT, MRI, pathological correlation. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen stage 4 breast cancers presenting in women in their 20s. I've never seen stage 4 colon cancers presenting in men and women in their, you know, 20s, 30s. Leukemias that will kill you in a matter of days or even hours after diagnosis. Lymphomas that, again, kill you in a matter of months.
Wow. I'm sure you know somebody. I'm sure. I would not hesitate to make the claim that everyone listening knows someone that this has happened to. I do. Someone very well, actually, that this happened to. Person died. So I don't know what you've been finding. I'm not quite sure what your personal experience is with this. It's kind of like autism. Peter McCullough was talking about autism, and he says you really need to rethink the whole childhood vaccination program, because he said you don't just go from 1 in 10,000 from when I was little to 1 in 36. You just don't do that. It's just not done. That's just, and obviously targeting children, right? So there's something wrong here. because of what's going on. You can see the result, right? And we know there's something very wrong about the constant, I think, cover up of this. It's right in front of our faces. 1 in 36. And now they're doing shows about living with autism and doing all kinds of things to make you feel like it's okay. It's okay to have this. See, it's just an affliction that people have to deal with. And no one's looking at that cause. Same thing with what he's talking about. So the people that are being affected by this got the shots. And that's the only thing different that's happened to them. And there you go. How can we not look at cause, right? And correlation. How can we not do that as a society? Because we're also indoctrinated by the media, that the media tells us not to look there. Is that why? Makes no sense, right? Makes no sense. So I think one of the important things, and I want to bring this up because I do think that this is very important and really cause for concern too, is the fact that we are shunned for bringing this up. We are shunned. And that in of itself is an issue. We got to do something about the shaming effect here. And also I wanted to mention, the drug shortage. So mainstream, when they report on something, it's kind of interesting. And I pay attention. I don't believe them all the way, but I do pay attention to what they have to say. So I'll bring stuff up on the show once in a while. But Fox Business over the weekend came up with this little ditty. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists and Utah Drug Information Service reported that there are 323 active drug shortages in the first quarter of the year, making it the most shortages since 2001. So drug shortages, kind of interesting. U.S. drug shortages hit all-time high, pharmacists are warning. So just to let you know, it's kind of like on the same, you know, we have the UCC codes and property rights. We've got our investments out there in bank accounts kind of just hanging out there without protection. We've got possible drug shortages. And if you're on these types of things, you might want to pay attention, at least pay attention to that. The information will always be skewed. So they might not tell you really about what you're actually going to see a shortage in. And so you might want to just pay attention to that headline. But I still feel like we are so shamed. If you mention what's going on with the shots, or if you mention what is happening with autism, and doctors are getting more and more vocal. Peter McCullough is actually getting more vocal about that. I'm glad to see that. At first he was all over the childhood vaccination thing is okay. It's these COVID shots. Well, now he's looking back and he's going, I think I was wrong about that. I think that because I've had him on the show multiple times, and he said, no, I think you have to rethink the whole thing. And I do too. I think you have to rethink the entire program. I've done presentations on this, speaking events on this. I've showed in history, how this has happened, the Johns Hopkins, why it's happened. And Johns Hopkins takeover of the medical industry so they could control it just like banking, centralize it and centralize the teaching. So we have a lot of problems in being able to say these things, understand them, and not feel like you're the only one in the room. Because I promise you other people are thinking things too. You can't look at the writing on the wall. You can't see all these adverse reactions and death, sudden deaths. You know, there was another one in the news, that one of the doctors that went viral on TikTok, what was he, 42 years old, suddenly died? The one that was pushing the shot so heavily? One of them that was pushing the shots, and a guest expert on TV. Mm-hmm. Died suddenly. You're getting a lot of this. We're seeing a lot of it. And I'm not going to ignore it ever. It's just not right to ignore it. So, and autism, you can't ignore that. And it's not normal. And even though they do Love on the Spectrum and all these TV shows, it's not normal. When I come back, there's a couple things I want to talk about. But you can weigh in on this too. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Thanks for listening to